Okay. We'll be quiet now.
Oh, yes, Mama.
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
I'm
Donna.
Hi, I'm Donna Korth, and we're about ready to get started. We have a heart stream that's about 25 minutes long, and we want to give some important teachings during this class. So I'm going to go ahead and thank you, Donna, for being there and helping people get acquainted. And I'm going to call on Barbara now as hostess. But first, I'm going to mute everybody so that you won't hear a lot of background noise. And if you just must say something, feel free to hit star 6. And if you do hit star 6, after you get through saying what you wanted to say, hit star 6 again so we won't hear a lot of background noise. You have no idea what it sounds like. But the slightest little, like turning a page or moving something on a counter or a paper, is very loud. So with that, I will mute everybody, and then Barbara, you'll go ahead and hit star 6. Okay, Barbara.
Well, good evening, heart friends, and welcome to our heart share class for October 26th. Tonight we have a wonderful class with Melchizedek, who is mentioned 6 times in the Bible and is called the priest of the Most High God. He is an ancient member of the sacred fire priesthood that we know as the Order of Melchizedek. He is a very ancient cosmic being going way back to other star systems. He represents the priesthood of the 7th ray, which is the violet ray, combining the perfect religion or way of worship and the perfect science. Priests of his order are required to be scientists as well as to perfect the way of the light of God in their temples. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit or ask any questions and share any insights and experiences you've had. And then we will also have prayer requests, and you can join us in prayer. Our mission and vision statements. I will read these and see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now please join me in giving the opening prayer that was on the back of your letter or in your email that you received to pray with Melchizedek and Archangel Michael. In the name of Almighty God, I thank you, beloved Melchizedek and Archangel Michael, for your presence in our class tonight and for your help in presenting it. Please know that I am here in this class because I desire to serve God with all of my heart, my soul, and my being. Help me fulfill my reason for being. Amen. And now we'll sing together the song that we sent you. It is song 141 in the Heart Center Songbook, and it's also on your heart share letter or in your heart share email. It's called Call My Name. Let's see. As we sing this song with great reverence for Melchizedek, visualize him standing over you, surrounding you with his light, and inviting you to call on him so he can answer you with, as the song says, tender, loving care. Okay, John.
Well, dear friends, we are going to have a good time tonight. Melchizedek is such an interesting person, and I know you're just going to love hearing what he has to say. What I would like to say is that, for one thing, his birth was described by a master we call Lord Ling, and this master says, that in very high spiritual communities on other star systems and possibly in heaven, that's my addition, by the power of the spoken word released from the throat chakra, spiritual individuals shall face one another and uttering the sacred words shall quicken by light rays in the seed power the proper use of the sex or the sacred energies and the caduceus action and produce a living form instantaneously in the great cosmic light from which steps forth a Son of God in radiant manifestation. In this manner, Melchizedek was born without father and without mother, without descent, without beginning of days as a baby, and without ending. And this is also stated in the Bible in Hebrews 7, verses 1 through 4, if you take the time to look that up. And as Barbara said, he's mentioned in the Bible six different times, and not just in one verse, but in a whole passage in those six times, in several of them. If you ever have read the Anastasia books sold in our bookstore, you can learn of a man, the twin flame of Anastasia, who experienced having a son in this way, and a daughter, too, with Anastasia. And Anastasia is an amazing person that lives in the depths of, I can't remember the term used, of the wilds of Siberia. It starts with T, and I can't think of it. But she lives there, living off the land. She's a very beautiful creature, and she is an ascended master that is down here on this planet at this time. And because and through her, this man wrote a number of books that are quite amazing. If you ever get a chance, I would encourage you to read them. So now we will go into the...
Donna?
Yes.
The author's name is Vladimir McGray, and the word you were looking for was taiga, T-A-I-G-A.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara. Yes, taiga. And that they are absolutely amazing books. David Lewis read them first and got us all into reading them too. And we were just amazed at the things we learned. So, in fact, I would call those books part of the mysteries of life, the deep mysteries that you will be hearing about later. So here we go. Oh, hold on a minute here. Okay, here we go.
I, Melchizedek, speak unto my own this day in the light of the presence and the light of cosmic truth and the eternality of spirit within the secret chamber of your heart. I would lend a momentum of light to each of you as you pledge your heart's fire to God in complete obedience to the light of your presence each day. For when you are suffused in that light, dearest ones, through attentiveness to what is real within you and within the cosmos, there the I Am manifests as the divinity of beauty, radiating forth through your heart, through your mind, through your soul. I have discoursed to you in the past, and some have attempted to allow that which I released to fully reside within them and to be a personal manifestation of that Christ light day and night within their life. Others have forgotten the pure station of their holiness in God. Therefore, I come to remind you of who you are, the sanctity of your soul, the supernal nature of your spirit, your sacred mission to life upon earth, of how important each one of you is to the divine plan of the Great White Brotherhood in this hour for planetary salvation, enlightenment, and freedom.
I would like to call on Linnell, if you are there, Linnell, to answer the first question we have, which is, how do you know when you are in alignment with and in obedience to your higher self, your I Am presence? So just hit star 6, Linnell, and you can help us with that question.
Okay. Hi. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. So what I'm thinking about this question, what it makes me think about is my own or our communication with God or our higher self or divine self or our mighty presence. And when I think about our communication with God, I think about talking to God, speaking to God, praying, and trying to hear, I guess, hear through your thoughts and your feelings what it is that your higher self is asking you to do with your life in terms of your goals and what it is you're trying to move forward with on a daily basis in this relationship with the Creator and that which the Creator has provided you with, which we talk about as our higher self or our divine self. So in order to know that you're in alignment with this higher self, I think we need to commune with God and see what kind of communication we get, what kind of thoughts we get, what kind of ideas we get when we either sit down and try to make a point of communicating with our higher self, or whether we're going forward with our day-to-day activities and we're trying to incorporate everything that we know about God and these ideas that come to us about God into our daily lives. And I feel that when the ideas start to flow in our minds and feelings that we may have that seem to be godly and seem to be holy and seem to be creative and move us forward towards good goals, towards God goals, I feel that then we can have a sense that we are in obedience to our higher self, and we are in obedience to that which the Creator wants us to be doing. We just have to try our best and see what comes forth from trying our best and try to move forward on our path with what we know from our communion with our higher selves and on a day-to-day basis. And we might feel at peace with the ideas that we get, or sometimes we might not feel at peace with them. But I guess if we can commune with God or our higher selves and have a sense of the direction we're supposed to go in, even if you don't always feel at peace with what you feel God wants you to do, if you're able to try to do the best you can following the direction that you think your higher self wants you to go in, it can bring you to a peace because you feel that you're doing the right thing and doing what you're asked to be doing. So I think we're all probably just trying our best. And as we think that we get good ideas, you're probably thinking that, oh, you know, I must be obedient to my divine self right now because I've got all these good ideas and things seem really great and they seem really wonderful. But even when things aren't so wonderful, it doesn't mean that you're not in obedience with your divine presence, but I guess it just means that you need to try to constantly be in communication with your higher self to maybe be able to bring, whether it's seemingly good circumstances or bad circumstances, into a place where you're just continuously moving forward towards goals, immediate goals or long-term goals, and ultimately the goal of the ascension, come what may, whether it seems good or bad. Just try to commune with God to bring you closer to that ultimate goal.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Linnell. I think even the very littlest thing that, you know, because our elementals, our own personal elementals, which we can talk about at the end of the class if anybody would like to, our personal elementals are part of the team with our higher self, to that point where I can open the refrigerator and say, oh, I want to eat this or I want to eat that, and I have to stop and say, wait, is that the best thing for me to have right now in my system? Will it affect me in a good way the rest of the day or tomorrow? Will I get constipated? Will I get this or that? And I don't maybe ask all those questions, but I usually just say, is that what you would have me to eat? And I get an immediate response. And so just as Linnell said, you get that feeling and yet that sense, and you know what to do if you give it a chance. But you have to ask. Okay, let's go on.
When you invest who you are as a God being in what you do each day, the light manifests your chakras and aura, and you bless every being with that Christ presence. This you know, this you have averred in your affirmations in the I Am name of God. Yet then often, some recede into a level of consciousness that is not optimal for their spiritual journey. Thus, it is imperative for you to learn the deeper mysteries of life whereby the science of beingness is held inviolate within your mind, your heart, your will. The balance sustained, the harmony maintained. And then, blazing forth that Christ light, you become a nexus for planetary transmutation, divine joy, and the holy radiance of the angels, spirit, and consciousness to proceed forth from your heart. Graciously, universally, as a continuous blessing to all beings.
I'm going to call on Lenore, to explain to us why it is important for you to learn these deeper mysteries of life that Melchizedek talks about here. How do they help us? And maybe what she can share an example of one. So, Lenore, if you're there, hit star 6. Well, I'm not sure Lenore is on yet, so we might have to wait till she's free from some. She may have had something come up. Lenore, if you're on, hit star 6 because we need you. Otherwise, we'll go on here. I'll just mention briefly the deeper mysteries are the mysteries of the violet flame and of alchemy and many other things that you don't necessarily read in the Bible or hear about in your average Protestant or Catholic church. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later.
The priesthood of Melchizedek is a disciplined holy order of light. In the past, we have required that every devotee thereof follow the vows of celibacy in order to garner the great light of the presence fully within them. In this age, however, dearest ones, many of you coming to the full fruition of your God identity, male and female, androgynous within you, may also be wed to a beloved who is equally yoked spiritually to you, and together the cosmic fire that you invoke through your holy union is greater than the sum of the parts of each one individually. Therefore, we have opened this priesthood now to those who are equally avowed to that light of the ancient mystery schools of the Universal White Brotherhood, and who attest to that light through their disciplined lives, live to the glory of God. In union with God within them, in union with God within their holy partner of light. Jesus and Magda model the sanctity of this union, as do Saint Germain and Portia in heaven. You may model it while yet upon earth when you attend to God's initiatives, directives, and commissions to you for sacred work on behalf of the Chohans of the Rays, on behalf of the cosmic councils and the etheric planes throughout the world. As you invest your light, your fire, for us, for planetary stabilization and salvation. You see the crumbling of the old order.
Hold on just a moment. I would like to call on Sharon Wallace to share with us about the deeper, let's see, where is it here? What it means to be a member of the Order of Melchizedek today, as he has just discussed a little bit. So, Sharon, if you're there, hit star 6.
Yes, I am here.
Great.
To be a member of the Order of Melchizedek today means that you are a high initiate and a great disciple for the Brotherhood of Light. You put God first as you daily invoke the light for the saving of souls. As a priest or priestess of God, you live a disciplined life, such as practicing right diet, right thought, and being a beacon of light for God at all times. Also, I personally think it's easier to be an initiate, to be in the Order of Melchizedek, because of the celibacy thing. I think it's a lot easier to do something that high and holy if you have a partner who is with you all the way and you can practice with and invoke God with daily than to do it on your own. You don't have the temptations that they probably had back in the day. So I just think it's a wonderful thing that they're now letting people in. And mankind has evolved so that the rules could be changed. They are identifying with and realizing their oneness with God, the Alpha and Omega within each soul. So that's probably why the rule of celibacy no longer holds, because we no longer need it. And I firmly believe that two together can do more than one alone in the light. Thank you.
Thank you. I think very often, he talks about the unique unions of like Saint Germain and Portia and Jesus and Magda. Well, very often one person is on the planet and our twin flame or the other person, the other half of our being, is ascended and or at least transcended and is up there and can help and guide us. And sometimes it's their assignment to do so if they're just transcended or whatever it is. But they are part of us, and they can lead and guide us also. So let's go on here. And thank you, Sharon. That was very, very helpful. We'll go on here.
And the upheavals within nature, signifying a time of troubles before the great and notable day of the Lord that comes, where all must give answer to their choices. And then either ascend or remain to another series of cyclic rounds of existence in mortality, often for tens of thousands of years. To make right choices now at this critical juncture in time, blessed ones, is essential for you to be at the appointed place, at the appointed hour, for your union with God, and for the greater work that awaits you in heaven with us. You see, there are cycles to be victorious within, and this is such a cycle. At the dawning of the Aquarian Age,
okay, I'm going to call on Mariah Neal to explain to us a little more fully what does the crumbling of the old order and the upheavals within nature signify for us, and what will be the end results? Mariah?
Hi, this is Mariah. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, wow, this is a lot to go over in just a few minutes, so... the crumbling of the old order. Wow. All you have to do is Google anything you want to Google on the internet, or maybe listen to the mainstream media, where the swamp is being drained. And I guess you could say the global elite is really attacking the draining of the swamp. So we got the cabal, and they're using their fear tactics, I guess. And then we also have a lot of things going on in nature. We've got hurricanes and earthquakes and fires going on. So we're clearing from Mother Earth the negative energies that we collectively have created. And so I feel like we are in the thick of Armageddon. So what will be these end results? Well, I feel that spiritually we are all pursuing our ascension, and we want to improve in our unity and our oneness with all life, and not become part of this drama, and that we will work on seeking our direct connection with God every moment of every day. I know Linnell talked about our relationship with our I Am Presence, and it's so important for us right here, right now, in this time and place, to feel our God presence within us and to feel God's unconditional love for all life, and know that God is in control, and have that faith, hope, and love that will get us through this and over to the other side. And I was thinking, too, also, what other thing could we be doing to maintain our peace and harmony so that we are with God when the time comes for us to make our ascension? It's so powerful just to go outside and commune with nature, to be next to a tree, hug a tree, talk to those plants, and be one with all life, not just humans, but go back to what it was in the Garden of Eden. And that we also listen to our individual higher guidance. And I think that's it. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Looking for, or listening for, I should say, when Melchizedek talks about that we are transcending into the Edenic earth. What does that mean? It means we are going back to the Garden of Eden, the time when the whole earth was perfect, and there was a very special place set aside for humankind where we all started. We'll go on now. Thank you, Mariah.
Therefore, I adjure you to reclaim your vows of dedication and consecration to the light. Be virtuous in all of your thoughts, words, emotions, and deeds. Live in the integrity of the I Am that I Am beats your heart, and know the solicitude of all holy brothers and sisters who support you both in heaven and upon earth in this sacred adventure with El Moria, to gather the skeins of light from the sun and to flash them forth across the earth for the enlightenment of every soul, the ennoblement of every son and daughter of God. Attentiveness to the presence is the byword of this hour. focus upon the light, the sacred mission, the work at hand. If you are so dedicated to this reality, then every Buddha whom you know, every master whom you revere, will be there to support you in your endeavors upon earth, which will be sanctified, beatified by the grace of God, because you are true to your vows.
I might just mention here, if you've never made a vow before the masters, before God, before the Lord Jesus, it's a very important thing. I'll never forget getting on my knees after I went. I had an experience when I was 18 where I went forward at the Billy Graham Crusade. And when I came back from that, I was a student nurse, and I was on an assignment in a different city in Palo Alto, California. And I got on my knees by my bed, and I said, Lord Jesus, whatever you want me to do, I will do. That was my vow. Now, I can't say I kept it perfectly, far from it. But when I said that, it was like a streak of lightning went through my heart. And I knew he heard, and I knew he would help me. And my life became a big adventure from that point on, especially.
From this point of light, within the sanctuary of the heart, the 12 archangels and their complements this day radiate forth the cosmic fire of the 7 and the 5 for the co-creation within this world of harmony, of peace, of brother-sisterhood, of love. And as they prepare for their great releases of light, in the heartland of America, soon, we suggest that you attend online or in person to receive the full complimentary fire that they bear from the altars of the Most High God. For the burnishing of that light within this planet, within the areas in which you abide, which require greater light, greater balance, greater love.
We'll stop for a minute. If somebody has not hit star 6 after they spoke, please do so now, because every few minutes we hear something. And I'm also going to ask Lenore, if you're there yet, if you could hit star 6 and join us and answer the question, why is it important for us to learn the deeper mysteries of life? Lenore? Okay, we will go on.
Together we, as initiates, will fulfill God's destiny within this planet as living, walking Christ. Enoch has walked with you. And has spoken to you lately of the import of this walk. If you take his message to your heart seriously, dearest ones, you will feel that greater fire each day that allows you to be more than you have in the past, in terms of glorifying God within your body temple, your heart, mind, will, and soul. And if Methuselah, who has come so recently and addressed you, would also continue to overshine you and to give you that fire of youthful vitality that he carries within his higher being, you too, blessed ones, may remain inviolate in light, consecrated in spirit, purposed toward your holy goals. fulfill your destiny with God in beingness and in glory and love, which is the whole story of life itself. I bear love within my heart for all of you. And even as Mary may contain all souls' essence within her immaculate heart, so I pledge to you, with Jesus and Saint Germain with me this day, that together we again pledge to support you who are true to the true you, and aver and avow each day to sustain that light, to manifest that beingness, to give your all for this mission of divine love through this heart's center community, which truly blessed ones, from our perspective, as we have shared before as one of the three greatest communities of light, planetary-wide, in terms of the light released, the focus, dedication, manifest. And what we offer through it, through our revelatory teachings, for the now, for this time, at this age, and its transition to the Edenic Earth that we all envision and see and feel and experience as already manifesting within.
There you heard it, the Edenic Earth that we all envision and see and feel and experience as already manifesting within. We should all be changing right now as we go through what is called the shift, in which light comes down as a more and more powerful pressing together and removing all the leaks and making one big light on this planet. And it comes from the angels, from the sun, mostly the sun, the great central sun, the sun behind our sun, and possibly the sun in the center of the earth, where the angels reside and where many beings of light abide. So, and whenever you have an opportunity and you're sitting still, or you can take an opportunity to sit still, close your eyes, look up, and envision how you want to see this planet develop as you would like to see the Garden of Eden. And it can be so wonderful. And if you have access to a computer, go to YouTube and put in your request for Beyond 2012. There is a fantastic, wonderful meditation there that tells you, as you meditate and look at it, exactly what we are going into in the Edenic Age. So, Lenore, if you've come on, please interrupt at any time. So now we'll move on a little bit here.
Think on the fact that the great master, Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff, has come forth from the sun to be a sponsor of this movement, along with Jesus, Moria Lanello, Mary, the Divine Director, if you knew what this means, you would be here at every service that we call you to come to, for his light alone as a world teacher is great enough to assist tens of thousands to their victory. And you, being here and being there where you live, move and have your being in that eternal light, and also make that difference for thousands if you choose to so live that disciplined life in your presence, in the glory of God. We thank the sister Patricia DeWitt for bringing this master's teaching to this community many years ago. For all of you have benefited greatly from the daily meditations, his cosmic ministrations, and the light that you have continued to bear as a result of studying this seminal work of a great being, an incarnation of Rama, who in turn is an incarnation of Vishnu in your myth.
Just briefly, I would like to tell you about our Master Omram that he's just now talking about, who was with us on this planet until 1985. You can get his free little meditations daily online. And if you would like to know how to do that, I'm not going to go into it now. Just stay afterwards, and then we can explain how you can do that. Get the free meditation. Read it last thing before you go to bed. If you don't have a computer that's easily accessible, then we can tell you how to get the little booklet for this year and for next year and for however long you would like. It's very inexpensive, and I read one of his meditations. There's one listed for every day of the year, and I read the one for the year or the day every night before I go to sleep, and it's a good way to go to sleep with the Lord.
Think on the fact that you have walked the earth during the same years that this great one has walked upon the soil. And all of earth attests to the great light that he bore and continues to wield from the sun presence of the Son of God, whom he represents. Who do you represent? That is a question you may consider and seek an answer to for the duration of your life. Who do I represent? Mary, Moria, Saint Germain, Jesus, all the ladies of heaven, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Alpha and Omega themselves. As a messenger, you are a representative and a spokesperson for some great being if you choose. Beyond yourself, though even your higher self, as you know, is one with the allness of God. Yet all have their gurus in heaven. All have their mentors in spirit. Therefore, be true to who you have vowed to represent and to emanate the light for. For when you make your transition and come before the great lords of light, the karmic board, that one will be there whom you claim that you would represent. And I can assure you that you will receive great adulation from that one if you have indeed been true to your holy purpose to be a pure life and heart stream of that one's being, while embodied and incarnate upon earth. And that one will speak for you and support you in either your ascension, your continuing bodhisattvahood, or perchance, if not all has yet been fulfilled, your return to the scene of action here upon earth, an embodiment.
I'm going to call on Barbara to answer the question, who among the heavenly beings is overshining you, and why and how does this or did this occur? And how can you be certain of this support? So, Barbara?
Well, one of the ones that I'm very attached to and that I feel a great affinity with is Liberty, whose statue stands in the New York Harbor. It's just, I just have a deep love for her and have had conversations with her on the inner over the years. It's just like, how do you know that you're friends with someone? It's because you have that bond in your heart with them. We all have many different masters that overshine us at different times. One of my other sponsors is Lanello, who I was privileged to meet in the flesh many, many years ago when I was younger and cuter. And anyway, the main thing is all this stuff happens gradually, and you may not have any, like, aha moment where you suddenly realize, you know, that you've got a master that is watching over you and guiding you and whatever. It's just something that you can usually come to realize gradually during your prayer and meditation times. And it usually happens because you ask them to. We've been recommended many times, you know, during heart streams, you know, that to call on certain masters and ask them to guide us or to overshine us or direct us or whatever, you know. And when we do that, they are there. You know, the their electronic vibration is in their name, and the power of being able to speak the name of a being is very significant. And something that we should consider using often, regularly. A lot of it is our personal attunement, which is something, again, that happens very gradually. It's like going up of a flight of stairs. When you do that, you just take one step at a time. But after you've gone a ways, if you look over your shoulder or turn around and you see, you've come quite a way. It may not be apparent as you're just going up one step at a time, but we're all growing. Saint Germain told us many years ago in a dictation that it may not be apparent that we're growing or that anything is happening spiritually in our lives, but that we should trust that on the inner, the masters are always working with us and that progress is happening, even if it's not apparent to us at the time. I met a man and his family many years ago when I was on a spiritual pilgrimage to Mexico, and we had just come out from a dictation given through Elizabeth Prophet, and this guy was looking very amazed, and he said, I've been taking my wife and daughter to these things for years, and I never felt anything until today. And he was just stunned because he finally had broken through, I guess, balanced enough karma or gained enough awareness or whatever, and he got it. You know, it was sinking in. It made sense to him, but it hadn't until that point. Elizabeth Prophet used to tell us that unless we had balanced at least 25% of our karma, we wouldn't even be interested in the teachings of the Ascended Masters. It wouldn't make any sense to us. So that's a very hopeful thing. I always found that really encouraging. Maybe I'm not such a, you know, on the remedial channel after all. You know, there's hope for me after all. But we all feel that way, but at times. But rest assured, you know, God is with us. We have many elemental helpers and angelic helpers all the time. And we just, if we ask them to give us a sign or to reassure us or let us feel their presence, you will. And you can learn how to do that. And if you don't feel anything at first, just keep asking. Keep asking. And then one day, You will feel it. Trust me.
Yeah, that's for sure. I remember years ago when I first got in with the Heart Center, we had a discourse, actually a dictation by El Moria, and he said, spend time with me each morning when you wake up. Give me a few minutes of your time. And so I did, and I wrote down everything that I got as I sat down. And I thought it was myself doing it, and I thought, this is silly. And as I went on and the days went on and I looked back and read what I wrote, I thought, oh, my word, I couldn't have written that. How could that be? And I realized El Mori was teaching me things that I just needed to totally give myself to him at that time. He was a great teacher, and he's still teaching us today. So thank you, Barbara, and we'll go on.
I, for one, claim this one as one who vowed long ago to speak for me at the appointed hour. And therefore my training and ages past was there, impregnating light within the fire of his being. And some of you too did witness this initiation, and some sought it also. Therefore, you have received that level of fire that you could withstand within your soul.
Now, I'm going to share something with you. I'm answering question number, the last question here. What did we commit ourselves to do here on earth while we were still in heaven? And are we fulfilling this commitment? And how can we know if we're fulfilling it? And can it be easy? Well, we know that Melchizedek expects, what he expects of us while we are here is to fulfill the divine plan of the Brotherhood for planetary salvation, enlightenment, and freedom. We just heard that. Salvation, that means helping other people on our planet see the light by emanating light and doing violet flame prayers and sending it out to them. Getting enlightened ourselves through the deeper mysteries and learning the value of freedom, which is so important. Sometimes it's hard for people in other countries to even understand what freedom is, and we don't appreciate it. And we are also here to learn the deeper mysteries of life, such as how to use the violet flame, how to do alchemy, how to pray, meditate, and worship in the most expedient, effective way in order to get results. And right now, we are all trying to do 4 hours of prayer. We do 3 in the morning at our broadcast, and I carry my telephone along with me because you can do it by telephone, and I take the telephone in the bathroom with me when I take a shower, and I'm doing the prayers or agreeing with them or humming with them if I don't know them all, but I am involved in that for 3 hours in the morning. And at night, I do something before I go to bed. When I take the dog for a walk sometime during the day, I do it again. So I get about 4 hours where I'm concentrated. And you can do this. Let me tell you an interesting story. This comes from the book Heaven and Earth and How It All Works. This dear lady named Tanya says that when I cross over to the other side, Edward, that was her recent husband, is there waiting for me. Shortly, we are joined by other transcended family members who are happy to see me, and they understand my problems on Earth. This dear lady could not handle death when she was alive on this planet. And so she caused a big ruckus every time anybody died in her family. And the last big ruckus occurred when her husband was killed in battle. Her new husband, that she hardly had been married to for just a few days. And so the husband's family took her in because her own family had disowned her. And that's another story. But her husband's family took her in, and she made everything so miserable for the maid they gave her that the maid finally stabbed her in the back. So here she is now in heaven, and her husband, Edward, is there waiting for her. And she says, so we're joined by other family members, transcended family members, who are happy to see me, and they understand my problems on Earth, but they do not exactly give me a standing ovation for my ignoble exit from this life. I know by their looks on their faces that they know I did not take the highest path. It is so important, I'm just saying this now, it is so important in each of our lives to determine the highest path or determine when you may have chosen the left instead of the right. And that's not meant to degrade anybody here on Earth. How you correct, like using your GPS when you're driving. I once had to make a few U-turns on my way to a new dentist recently, and I finally got on the right path. I had to do it again before when I almost married a man, a high school sweetheart, Dear Bill, that was his name. And he later became an alcoholic and was not open to spiritual disciplines. Now, it was one of the hardest things I ever had to do was break up with Bill. I loved Bill. And I was so attached to him. We were so so faithful and just knew that we had the best love in the whole world. I even had my wedding dress ready, and I had my engagement picture in the paper with Bill. If I had married him, I might have had to leave him. I knew at some point in that engagement, one day, I got up all my nerve and I said, God, is there any reason why I can't marry Bill? And all of a sudden, this huge doubt entered into my heart. And I thought, no, 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 I've got things all arranged. It's going to be good. No, God, don't give me that doubt. I had to use my GPS of my Holy Spirit to redirect me, and I had to cut things free with Bill. So we can correct our path, no matter what we have done or how dedicated we are to other things on this world, worldly things. If we hook up to and listen to our spiritual GPS, and I believe that when we pray and ask God and our personal angels and masters what we should do about major decisions and little decisions, but we must ask. Like most of the time when I open the refrigerator, I don't ask, I just take. But when I ask, I get definite direction. But when we ask, the doors open and the doors close, and awareness increases. That's what happened to me. My awareness increased so that I was able, with the strengthening and encouragement of spiritual beings around me in the form of angels, my guardian angels, the masters, to get on back on the right path and not have to make so many U-turns. Now, this dear lady that I was reading about, she continues, and after having her soul healed there in heaven, she gets acclimated in heaven, and that's a wonderful story in itself. And she finally has her life review with guess who? A very special counsel that was appointed to her many lifetimes ago. She says, my counsel consisted of four masters all facing me in a row, Saint Germain, El Moria, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary. They all emanated feelings of deep peace, love, trust, and compassion. El Moria said to me, you experienced several deaths of loved ones which you had arranged here in heaven before you were born, in hopes that you would learn how to handle death on earth successfully, as this is something that has been difficult for you. Now, you may think that's a kind of a silly sentence. Why would death be difficult? Death is extremely difficult for most people on this planet. We are in a teaching that shows how wonderful death is. It's just a passing over from one form to a better form. And right now, all around us, there are beings who very often are guides and helpers who are passed on husbands or wives or loved ones in one sort or another. And it's a wonderful thing, and we can rejoice. But this lady had not learned this lesson yet. So they tell her that she expected too much of herself. And then Mother Mary says, you could have graduated to the next level if you had gained the understanding necessary to accept the deaths of your husband and others that were close to you. But instead, you were traumatized yourself further in the process during this lifetime. Our suggestion to you is that you work with your teacher and your soul groups to plan a life with more support so you can gain what is needed and move on. And then Kuan Yin said to her, we feel all is going well for you and that you are gaining what is needed. Do you now have a clearer picture of what you will need to arrange in your next life to pass to this higher level of understanding? She says, yes. And I agree with all that you have each told me. I am disappointed about not passing that test. However, I am pleased to have taken that embodiment. I learned things that will help me in the next lifetime. And sure enough, she came back and she wrote the book from which I am reading. She shares her next lifetime, and it was much more successful. In fact, she probably ascended, although at this point I think she's still alive and well here on this planet. She is a very aware or sentient being and has a lot of insight and was able to explain exactly why she didn't ascend in that lifetime. So it is important for us to learn our lessons each time. We have a lot of tests. One of her tests was the test of dealing with death. We all must deal with that correctly. And the masters have much to say about that. And if you have any questions, stay to the end of our class, and we will talk a little bit more about what this lady had to say. Just come with your questions and your prayer requests after we finish here, which we are almost done.
Now I raise the temperature of this fire for you who are ready, and if you would receive it and bear it day after day, then so be it. And become a burning sun, you will be there to alleviate much planetary suffering. And attest to this work of the ages of the initiates of light, the children of the sun, the sons and daughters of the great Soliel.
Just briefly, he talks about we are here to alleviate great planetary suffering. How do we do that? By meeting together and doing our prayers and calls and affirming the actions of the masters and affirming the actions of one another. More, when you have two or more voices, they are there in the midst of us. Two or more voices are much more powerful than one, although one is important, especially knowing that there are others praying somewhere at the same time as you are. And are praying the same way.
List. As the angels continue to stream forth their light to all nations and peoples, your hearts, I pray, remain on fire throughout this service and beyond. Let us now engage in the work of light, calling forth the fire
from on high and supporting the Chohans of the rays for planetary mitigation and transmutation this day. I am Melchizedek. Priest of peace, peace. Peace, peace to all. Thank you.
Dwin, if you are there, could you seal this class in closing prayer?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In the name I am that I am and our Holy Christ Buddha Self, we send our love and gratitude to beloved Melchizedek for your release of light and the raising of our awareness of what we require being attentive to in this hour to fulfill our sacred mission and opportunity to serve with the Great White Brotherhood. And we ask our beloved angels of the seven rays and beyond to keep us tethered to our mighty I Am presence and Holy Christ Buddha Self as we live in discipline, love, harmony, and peace, and be the nexus for planetary and transmutation, planetary transmutation through the violet flame, and be a blessing to all beings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And we invite any of you that can to stay after for to ask any questions and or to pray with us. So I'm going to let Donna Dregan and maybe Dwin can assist her if needed to take over the prayer time now. And you may want to ask if people have any questions. Oh, we need announcements, too. Let's see. Oh, Lenore was going to do announcements, and for some reason she was unable to be here. So let's see. Either Barbara, if you're handy, you could give some announcements, or Donna, either one of you, sharing what's coming up on our calendar. And let's see. I think I should open this to everybody here.
Hello, Donna?
Hello.
Donna?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Lenore.
Oh, my goodness. This has been interesting. I've been here all along.
Oh, no.
And experienced some interesting things of not being able to be heard. And yet, okay, I'm here for the announcements. And you did a wonderful job, Donna, of explaining about the deeper mysteries. It was just beautiful. Thank you for covering that when it was required. Okay, the announcements are that this Saturday, October 28th, from 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time, there's going to be a broadcast through Australia, and there's going to be a heart stream from Surya. And as you know, a heart stream can take one of three forms. It could be a dictation or a darshan or a discourse. So at any rate, one of those will be happening from Surya. And that is this Saturday, and then this Sunday, October 29th, from 9 a.m. till noon Mountain Time, there is a free event broadcast. It's a broadcast from Livingston, and it's going to be simulcast to Minneapolis. So there'll be, you know, you'll see David and everyone in Livingston, and then you'll also be seeing the group in Minneapolis, and there will be interaction between them. It'll be simulcast. And there will be live heart streams there. And the title of this event is called You Are a Messenger of Light, How to Deliver Your Holy Spirit Gifts with Grace and Joy. And then on Sunday, November 12th, there is a free Mayer University Heart Friends class with Dee Stewart. And the title of this is How to Spiritually Deal with Crime and Gangs in the Major Cities. And this will be from 11 to 1 Mountain Time. So all of these things, as you can imagine, are really going to be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Yeah, they all. Just if we can be on every one of them, it would just be great. And the last thing I want to mention is the Winter Solstice event coming up in Mexico City and Cuernavaca, and that is December 16th to the 20th with David Lewis, and the title is The Holy Family Blesses Mexico with the Light of Freedom and Justice. Saint Germain and Portia come to illumine families everywhere. And this is going to be a really wonderful event. This is it's going to be a lot of great heart streams, a lot of great activities. We're going to go to the Basilica where the in Mexico City where the Tilma is, where Mother Mary's Tilma is the original, is there. We get to see and visit the pyramids in Teotihuacan. And then Cuernavaca itself, which is the first part of the event, is supposed to be very lovely. It's, I think, 2 hours outside of Mexico City, and we'll be staying at an eco retreat, beautiful place. And we've learned that the Great Divine Director has a retreat over Cuernavaca, and it's a treat for families and children. So there will be, I'm sure, wonderful radiation there. Oh, and the spiritual work, I forgot to mention the spiritual work at the pyramids. There's going to be the re-anchoring of the Maltese cross that the Great Divine Director anchored in the first pilgrimage in 2005. So that will be happening again. It's going to be an amazing event. If anyone desires to know more about it, if you're able to get online and go to click on the banner that about the event, there's a little video, just a short video that tells more about it. It's very inspiring. And I wanted to mention that the registration for this must be received by November 20th. So I wanted to mention it so you have time to think about it and decide to come. Okay, thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. Let me just mention that most of these things, or many of them, you can hear by calling one of those telephone numbers that we put on the bottom of your prayer and song page that we send out, either by email or by snail mail. Look at the bottom and you'll see a series of telephone numbers. And after you dial that number, you hit either extension 101, or if that doesn't work for some reason, hit 102, and you will be able to hear what is going on. You just have to be careful to be quiet, although usually you're already automatically, what's the word I want? Muted. So, you know, you won't make any noise that they can hear. But you can hear whatever is happening and whatever broadcast is occurring. So do that. At least try to do it in the mornings when we have, and especially it's exciting on Wednesday morning, but all the mornings are very good. Wednesday morning, David is usually there, and it's just really full of light. You can feel the light, although you can feel it at all of the broadcasts. So with that, I'll call on you, Donna Dregan.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay, I thought I was having Lenore's problem. Okay.
Are we going to have a ceiling prayer by Dwyn?
What was that, Barbara?
Are we going to have a ceiling prayer by Dwyn?
She did seal it.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brain is gone. Sorry.
Does anybody have a question before we start the prayers? No one has a question? All right. Okay.
I have a question.
All right.
Donna Korth, what is the name of the author of the book Heaven and Earth and How It All Works?
Her name is Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, Gammon, G-A-M-M-A-N.
G-A-M-M-O-N. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
A-N, G-A-M-M-A-N.
Gammon, okay.
Yeah, Gammon.
Okay.
Heaven and Earth and How It All Works. She wrote that book.
Okay, super. Thank you very much.
Great. Does anybody else have a question? Okay. Dwyn, can you write down these as I ask them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Who has a prayer request?
Donna, this is Vicki.
First of all, I want to give a good report. You all prayed for a friend of ours in Phoenix, and he had the stage 4 cancer with spread to the bones, Alan Binegar, and we talked with him last week, and he's in complete remission.
Wow.
So that was just wonderful, wonderful results on him.
Thank
and then
God.
Also, I wanted prayer because Monday I have to have oral surgery, and they're going to have to do some tissue grafting in my mouth, and I just want the surgery to be a success with as little pain as possible.
Certainly. Okay. Okie doke.
That's this Monday?
Monday.
Yes, Monday. This,
yes, this
coming
Monday.
Monday.
Okay, great. Does anybody else have a question? A prayer request? Anybody else? Have
I'll go, Linnell.
Linnell.
I have some job interviews coming up, so I would just appreciate prayer about that, just that they'll go according to God's holy will, and if God wants me to serve there, great. You know, I have 2 job interviews coming up.
All right, you wanna? And what day are they coming up, Linnell?
One is tomorrow, one is Monday.
Okay. All right, tomorrow and Monday. Okay.
And I have a prayer request for my daughter, Karina, who is, it looks like she's drinking again, and she takes Xanax also, and I'm afraid that the mixture is not good, and I just don't know what's going to happen with her. It just breaks my heart, and it's really hard to not be able to do anything for her or with her because she will not let me. And so I would appreciate your prayers for Karina and for her just to be in the arms of the angels and Mother Mary and to somehow be willing to get help.
Okay, certainly. Willing to get help. All right. Thank you, Donna. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Barbara.
Okay.
I would like prayers for our friends Susan and Brandon Pollard. Again, sadly, Brandon is drinking and making apparently some unwise business decisions, and he's asked Susan if they can have a, quote, open marriage, which is not a good sign. Anyway, she's just kind of in shock about everything at this point, but their marriage is in serious trouble, and he's probably full of entities from the drinking. Anyway, they need a lot of prayer help at this point.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Hi, Donna.
Yes.
This is Lenore.
Uh-huh.
I would like to request prayers for my sister-in-law, Karen Peterson, again. She has a stage 3 ovarian cancer, and I'm really encouraged by Vicki's testimony about her friend. And so that's Karen Peterson.
And you said stage 4 cancer?
Stage 3.
3. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
she's
ovarian?
Did
you yes. say ovarian?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lenore.
Yeah, thank you.
And anyone else? All right. No one else? All right. I actually have one for one of our heart friends. I believe I've mentioned his name before, but they've changed the date of his operation. He's from Nigeria. He has a bullet in his brain from Nigeria, and the bad guys in Nigeria shot him and also kidnapped his sister. Anyway, he is going to be operated on, as I understand at this moment, November the 2nd, and he has tried to get his wife over, which he's having a really hard time because he just has a little job and he's not going to be able to work for 2 weeks afterwards, and she's going to be bringing his two youngest. He has four. He has three, and then he adopted a teenager who, you know, was left stranded. Anyway, so he's bringing his wife over. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how that's working right now. I just saw him Sunday. And his two youngest that are preschool age. So this is John Sunday is his name. John Sunday, who will have Operation at Johns Hopkins November the 2nd, as I understand today. Anyone else have a request?
Yeah, Donna.
Yes?
Donna, this is Cindy.
And okay.
I'd like to pray for Phyllis Bueller. She just has a...
May I have that name again?
Phyllis Bueller. She's she lives in New York. She's a heart... She's, you know, part of the Heart Center, Bueller.
How do you spell that, Cindy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is that the Phyllis that was in Florida?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's Bueller.
She's in Florida now.
She's in New York now, I think.
She's in New York.
I just talked to her today. She didn't tell me that.
Well, she hasn't been in, where's she at? I don't know.
I just talked to her today. She sent me the matrix for tonight's prayers that we did before. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I just want prayers for her for all that she's going through. But I think she is in New York. I think all this kind of really starts happening since she's been in New York, and I think it'd be good for her to go back to Florida, but she's lived with her sister and stuff. So just a lot of prayers for, she's dealing with a lot of very, very heavy, heavy stuff, and it's affecting her, you know, a lot of entities and just even more than that. So prayers for her and her foot just her general health and all that. She was taking medications for like 2 years. It was actually, and it made her more sick. So she's, I think she's on the mend. So for Phyllis, yes. So let's pray for, like, prayers for Phyllis.
And can I just get one thing clear? Did I
sure.
hear heart surgery is...
No. Heart Fran. She's a Heart Fran. She's
okay. Because she's not going for surgery at all. Okay.
No surgery.
Okay. Thank you.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'd like to add one more thing, and that is we're in Scorpio now. We're going into a very supposedly trying time for which we have been praying a little more every day. So I would just like to have prayer for all sentient beings, the seventh root race, the light bearers, the children of God, the unborn children, the newborn children, the youth, at this time that we can just kind of envision a circle of white fire around this planet helping all those who are meant to be helped, that are able to be helped.
Thank you, Donna. Anybody else?
Yes. Thank you. I need to request some prayers for my sister. She's in Waynesville, North Carolina, and she has some very vicious neighbors that really are messing with her. Also, my sister, Frecia, she's in Colombia, in Bogota, getting treatment for brain tumor that actually she had surgery on. But they told her already that it was the kind that multiplies and comes back. And also for my husband, Douglas, he's got dementia, Alzheimer's. He's in a nursing home right now. He doesn't understand why he's there. And he has moments when he's aware and he blames me for putting him there, and he blames his daughter and his other daughter and everybody else, and it's just very difficult for me dealing with it and feeling guilty about him being there and for him not understanding why he's there.
Can you give us the names of these three people, your two sisters and your husband?
My sister in North Carolina, in Wentzville, her name is Adriana.
Adriana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my sister in Colombia with her brain tumor is Frecia.
Frecia?
F-R-E-S-I-A.
T-R, spell it once more, I'm sorry.
Frank, R-E-S-I-A.
Frecia.
Frecia.
Okay.
And my husband, Doug.
Doug. And what's your name?
My name is Sheila. It's actually Marta, but I go by Sheila.
Sheila. Good.
Okay. All right. And the sister in Waynesville, North Carolina.
She's got these neighbors that are making her life impossible, and she has tried over and over, and then they keep flipping back and forth, trying to show that they're the biggest friends, and they really, and she's about to move there permanently, and she's dealing with a lot of things right now, and she needs some peace to put all the negativity around her aside.
Okay. Thank you, Sheila. Is it
Sheila?
Sheila. Thank you, Sheila. Anyone else?
Yes, Donna, this is Lenore again.
Okay.
I would like to request prayers for my sister, Mary. She has intense back pain. She's dealt with this for quite a while, and it was much better. And then she's gone through two moves recently and left off doing her stretches and all that she needed to do to keep, you know, in balance, and has been in excruciating pain and is kind of slowly coming back from it. And my prayer request is that she will open her mind to acupuncture, because I have an acupuncturist that I know could help her. And she she's a Christian fundamentalist, and she's scared of something so different as that she just, I told her, just pray to Jesus and ask Jesus what he thinks you should do and if you should do it or not. And I think she's really tuned into him. So I would like, you know, for you to help me pray to Jesus to give her the answer that is correct. Maybe, you know, maybe this isn't the correct thing for her, but that she, you know, will receive the correct guidance.
Okay, and this is your sister, Lenore?
Yes, my sister, Mary.
Your sister.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
So, all right, we're going to put that, Lenore's sister-in-law, along with this one. I'm going to sign that. Okay. Any others?
I have a question. How do I mute myself again?
How do you heal yourself again?
Well,
mute.
You know, I am muted to talk to you to ask for the prayer
star
request.
Star 6.
I do it to get out of it again?
Yes.
You hit star?
Both to get in and get out is star 6.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? I mean prayers? Not questions, prayers. Okay. All right, so we've got Barbara, Cindy, Dwen, Lenore, Linnell, and Mariah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Donna and myself. Okay, so double check me on this, Dwen. Let's see, we've got eight, 10 requests. So I'm going to give the first few two. How about that? Barbara, can you take the first two? And that is Vicky has,
oral surgery
this Monday.
Yeah, okay.
And Vicky Kidd, and she has some pain now.
Yeah.
And Linnell, her job interview, she's going to have two. One is tomorrow and one is Monday, and that's God's will.
Okay. All right. Got it.
And is that correct, Dwayne? Check me on that.
That is correct.
Okay. And number three, that's Cornelia, Donna's daughter.
Karina.
I'm sorry. Karina. And that's for Cindy. Karina's, and she's taking Xantex again and drinking. The mixture is not good, and call for angels to help her.
Okay.
And also, Barb's, take Barbara's question, prayers for Susan and Brandon Pollard. He's drinking again, and he's having some business decisions, unfortunate business decisions, and he's also asking his wife for an open marriage, which sounds like serious trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll take, Cindy will take those two.
Okay.